Listening to the Tuesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial, streaming live at CKUT.ca. The current time is 7:19, and we just heard This Week in Palestine, followed by an excerpt from Barn Owl by musical artist Caribou. I chose that track because of its title, Barn Owl. It fits in with the topic of our next segment, Night Owls. Now, I know this broadcast is for the early birds out there, but what about the people who are just winding down after a hard night's work? The next 15 minutes of This Morning After are all about the night before. Last week I spoke to Maril Sulaski, no stranger to the graveyard shift.
I'm Maril Sulaski. I'm a medical resident here in Montreal.
What's your experience with working nights?
So I've done brief periods of night work. We're required to do some coverage, some on-call. Sometimes we'll work as much as 1 week straight, depending on the residency you're in. Some of them will do a month of night float. So that's typically, I've done one night, two nights a week, but that's about it. So I'm not a regular shift worker.
Was it required or did you choose to do it?
In residency, it's required. So everyone shares the night so that no one gets stuck with too many. And it's also seen as, I think, experience for your future to know whether that's something you can do, whether that you should get yourself into a profession that requires that.
Yeah, what was your schedule like?
It varies whether you're doing an overnight shift in the emergency room or on the wards. So my last week was a week of ICU rotation. So that one, I believe, was 10 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Is there a maximum number of hours you're allowed to work at night as a medical resident?
Well, overall, you're not supposed to work more than a 16-hour shift, but that's the new regulation in Quebec. But that's just changed this year, and it's always in flux. It's not the case outside of the province of Quebec or in the U.S. That's changed things a lot. So now, when you're working overnight, it's because you're on an overnight shift. It's not because you're the one on call for those 24 hours. I think that's significantly changed things for the better. A lot of people would disagree with me. There's a lot of controversy over whether this is hurting or helping patient care and whether this is overall good, even for residents, in terms of if you work 16 hours every day and you never get a day off, is that better than working 24 hours and then getting a day off? That's a personal preference.
What was the expectation before? What was the culture before? How has it changed?
It used to just be that you would work 24-hour shifts. And when I was in med school, we still had that. And personally, I preferred the 16-hour shift rule. I think there's controversy because the signovers happen more frequently. And as you can imagine, that is a time of vulnerability for patients because information can get lost or not transferred correctly.
Yeah.
And even if you've just developed this really good personal connection to someone overnight and then you're leaving in the morning, that is worse for the patients. But I think there's pretty good debate about whether, my mind from 4 to 5:30 a.m. after I've been up since 8 o'clock that morning and working, whether that's more of a vulnerability.
Right. When do you see your friends when you're working nights?
Not very much. Almost never. Although
okay.
I've learned that doing something like going to dinner or doing something fun in the evening in the hours leading up to it takes care of those few hours of dread if you keep yourself busy. Mm. But you can't really have a glass of wine with dinner. You can't really... There's a level of relaxation that I think is associated with having dinner, going out for a beer, seeing friends that comes with the winding down of the day and the fact that that's it, I can relax and then I can go to bed, that you're then missing.
Yeah.
And you're in a totally different schedule, so I think that's one of the risks that I've read about coming with shift work. It's one thing if it's a week long, but if that's what you do all of the time, I think the psychological consequences are compounded by the isolation that can come with shift work.
Are there people that you only work with at night?
There are certain people that do only work nights. You know, there's a radiology tech that works in the hospital I work at, and he seems to always be there at night when I'm working, and just like really know how it works. And I think I've seen a lot of teaching go on at night that I don't always see during the day.
Between whom?
Between everyone, you know, staff and residents. But you know, I was specifically thinking about like this radiology tech. I'm not sure if that's their name, but you know, has taught me even about what certain fractures look like and how to interpret certain things. And I think that being there overnight, he's maybe gotten the benefit of getting people to interpret with him, getting the staff physician to have the time to sort of like go through it with him for I don't know however many years, where at this point he could definitely teach me a whole lot about you know, x-rays.
Yeah, and that's something that couldn't happen during the day.
No, I think a lot of times during the day, time is just much more regulated. So there's not a free second sometimes. So there's protected teaching time for all students and residents and I believe nurses, but sometimes the dedicated teaching time is not the most effective. Sometimes the most effective teaching moments are when someone says, okay, so this person, you were thinking like this, but what if you looked at it this way? Or like a specific patient.
Yeah.
And then that's the kind of thing you never forget. Mm. Whereas during the day, if someone tries to do that with me, most of the time I'm thinking about what I'm neglecting at the moment that they're doing that, because there's a million things lined up, you know. Whereas at night, I'm like, okay, I'm here, I'm present, we have this time, and then we'll move on to the next patient.
Do you recall any particularly moving scenes of the hospital at night? Things that have happened that you've noticed that that just seem to be particularly poignant as an experience of night work?
I think nothing specific comes to mind, but I think that because things are a bit slower, there's just more time sometimes to spend with each patient. So in the children's hospital, I remember one night a kid couldn't sleep and their parents weren't there for some reason, and so the nurse let them come and watch videos with her on the computer, you know, for a few hours. And it's the middle of the night, and for a kid in the hospital, you know, not having to go to bed in the middle of the night was probably one of the best things that happened to them that week, you know.
Yeah.
Watching videos.
Well, okay, so this is something that I was really curious about, is your diet when you're working nights. What do you have meals? When do you eat? Do you consider it breakfast at dinner time? What's going on there?
So again, totally different for someone that does regular shift work.
Okay.
Versus me, who would do a short term. For people that do, well, first of all, I think that most people are aware now that obesity is a big side effect, or, you know, complication of night work.
I didn't know that.
I think it's a higher, they found that your leptin levels fall, so that, which is your satiety hormone, it's like the one that makes you feel full.
Okay.
I don't think it's definitively proven that that leads you to eat more or anything like that, but shift work and night work is associated with metabolic syndrome, which is like obesity, diabetes, heart disease, all of those things. And I don't think that they know quite why, but I think one of the factors could be this, the fact that you're up all night, and so your body's awake and gets hungry because you're awake, and yet you're also up for a lot more hours during the day. So personally for me, I'll bring food. I always try to bring super, super healthy food, just because I think that I'm feeling badly enough that I need to try to like maximize my health in other ways.
Is there food available at the hospital?
Not really. No. Not overnight. A lot of wards and a lot of emergency rooms or other night shift places, people will often bring snacks, and they'll bring, you know, chips, cookies, tons of junk, because I think the feeling is that, you know, like, we're here overnight, like, whatever it takes to get us through this night happily so that we're enjoying ourselves, and that, you know, whatever small pleasures we can have, we deserve, you know. I don't know. I think it varies. I think if it's your first night, ideally I'm not very hungry, and if you're busy enough, you don't eat. I know a lot of people that just don't eat very much overnight. But if they're on shift work, I think maybe they take a lunch.
Do you think that people who come to the hospital or people who are in the hospital, do you think that people generally respect the night workers a little bit, in the sense that, you know, this is a time when people should really be sleeping? You might have just woken up. Or do people just expect you to be always on and functional?
In the in an emergency room, I think there is this expectation that everything can happen at any time. And I think when it's important, when it's an emergency room, when it's an emergency, it will. But I think oftentimes people won't understand when their surgery or their procedure does need to wait till the morning, or even their consultation with whatever specialist we might need them to see, or their ultrasound. And I understand that just waiting 6 hours or 8 hours to get an ultrasound, just because the tech is at home sleeping or the radiologist is at home sleeping, is probably really stressful if you're worried about something. But if there's a risk, you know, if there's a significant risk, we would never have them wait that long. But yeah, it is. It's like a fine line to walk, saying, you know, you're sick enough that we don't want you to leave the hospital, but you're not sick enough that we think this needs to be done in the next 8 hours, or that we're going to wake someone up and make them come in from home. So it's definitely a balance.
How do you get to and from a night shift? Is there a deep... Do you find it difficult to, like, navigate the city at those hours?
Sometimes it can be, actually. That's a great question. I think a lot of people will drive. I don't have a car. I did for a few nights at one point, and it was pretty nice. But the buses do run most of the time. They're just less frequently, so you might have to leave an hour early for your shift, or wait a half hour after, or an hour after to take the bus home. One of the things that I found myself thinking at certain times, certain lower times in my night shifts, I've been on my way to work, so around like 10 or 11 at night, especially if, you know, if there's big groups of people going out, or even groups of people or people that look like they're going home for the day. Sometimes I've found myself thinking, like, just having so much anger towards them, like, you don't even know what you have. You don't, you don't know how lucky you are to be going home to bed, or like, you don't know how lucky you are to be going out right now and then be able to go home to bed. It's just like, it is this feeling of isolation of, oh, I'm the only one that's going to start my day right now. I think it's a privilege to be able to choose not to work nights, and I think that a certain respect should go to the people that do work nights, because in all the professions where we have night shift workers, they're essential workers, you know. They wouldn't have anybody working overnight if it wasn't essential, and I think not everyone has the freedom to choose not to work at night. So that's a gift.
Night Shift by Sushi and the Banshees, wrapping up my interview with Muriel Sulaski about working nights at the hospital. Muriel spoke to us about the atmosphere of the hospital at night, as well as some of the psychological and physical effects of shift work, according to her research, observations, and personal experience. In the coming weeks, I'll be learning from people who work night shifts, hoping to find out about the conditions of their labor and the value our economy and our culture assigns to the midnight oil they burn.